That was A Million Dreams by Pink. Travel Writers Radio host and reporter Graham Kemlow, recently on assignment in Perth, found an enthusiast running the coolest new hotel in Perth, the Adnate. Named after graffiti artist turned gigantic mural portrait artist, the Adnate's general manager, Craig Kelmer, appreciates the opportunity to run the hotel that's got the town talking, with its 25-story mural rising above the nearby early 20th century cityscape. Craig clearly loves his job, as he explains to Graham.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Craig.
Thank you, Graham. Appreciate it. It's great to be here.
Now, when I saw you, well, the first moment I saw you, I thought, this guy loves his job. He's got a spark in the eye and a spring in the step. You obviously do like the work you're doing there with the Corps, and getting the general managership of the Adnate was a bit of a feather in your cap, I guess.
Absolutely. I absolutely love what I do. I wake up every day, cannot wait for the day and what's going to happen and a new story that I'm going to hear or assist somebody. I've been with the Corps for 15 years and loving every moment.
No, that's great. Now, you've been to a whole range of different destinations with Accord. Just quickly run through some of them where you've been GM or a senior team member.
Certainly. As I said, I've been with Accord for 15 years and actually worked in 15 different Accord properties, ranging from Broome was my last hotel, and then I've been in Cairns, I've been in Sydney, been in Melbourne, been in Brisbane, been in Mount Isa, Kalgoorlie, a little bit of everything. So Perth's my home, and it's good to be back home and quite humbled to be running a hotel of this character in Perth City and in my hometown as well. So
well,
it's an amazing spot.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. You must have been a single man for a few of those years, were you?
I was for a few years, but then on the same hand, I've got an amazing partner at the moment that keeps me going, and she's in the industry as well. So we definitely work very well together, and it's amazing to have her support. I couldn't be who I am without her.
Yeah, look, I think maybe the general public don't understand the demands of hotel management, and particularly the stresses it puts on a family or on a partner. So that's a great bonus for you to have someone who understands the way the hospitality business has to be, in that you're there to provide service if it's needed virtually 24 hours a day, aren't you?
Yeah, certainly, and you're 100% correct. Having a partner that works in the industry as well, we're a 24/7 industry, so it's not like every weekend or we close up at 5 o'clock. We're always on the go, and if there's important things happening or if there's anything happening, then we're obviously here or about, round and about. And yeah, having someone that understands and is in this industry as well has been a massive support for myself.
And, now, how long has Adnate been open, Craig?
So we've been open since October 1st, so 2 months now.
Right.
It's been an incredible 2 months. I've been on the project now for 6 months, so before we opened.
Yep.
But open on October 1st.
Right. It seemed very busy for a new hotel when I visited there just the other week, and it seems like it's the place for ladies who lunch.
Absolutely. The Hyde Perth Kitchen and Cocktails is a beautiful place to relax, and it kind of takes you away from being in the CBD. It's a bit of a Miami style, bit of a feel. I don't know about yourself, but every time I walk up there every morning, I have a massive smile on my face. I just get taken away for a little bit where you don't feel like you're in the middle of the CBD, which is amazing.
Well, for those who've not visited yet or had the chance, this is a restaurant poolside, and you open up the bifold doors and you could be transported to another location, except you do have some city buildings around you to remind you that you're in the CBD of one of Australia's major cities. The thing about this particular hotel that I guess makes it stand out, so to speak, is that it's a 25-storey hotel, and it has this amazing mural, a number of portraits that run right down the length of the building. You were telling me you think it's like the second largest mural in the world, is that right?
It is. So all done by an artist named Matt Adnate, hence the reason why the hotel was named the Adnate after the artist, part of the Art Series portfolio or collection that we have in Australia,
yep.
Which is a part of the Accord brand now. And it's just absolutely incredible what Matt's put together on the side of the building. It's 25 stories and three murals of different cultures around the world. But it just kind of brings that multicultural nation that we have in Perth. We're very multicultural, and Matt's really hit that perfectly. And his detail and how he does it over 25 stories is just incredible. And it is the second largest in the world, the largest in the Southern Hemisphere. Absolutely incredible.
They are photorealistic portraits. He only seems to do portraits, and apart from those three on the side of the building, you've got some large ones inside, and every room has got a couple of prints of work that he's done around the world. And he was a guy who I think was almost in trouble with the police for graffiti tagging, wasn't he?
Back in the younger days, I think there might have been something there, but now he gets commissioned and he does amazing work on areas that he's allowed to do it, but ultimately just sparking up the side of a building or a wall. He also does hands as well. The two hardest things an artist finds to paint is the face and the hand, and it just, with how much story a hand and a face tells, that's the reason why Matt's really focused on it as well. But again, you saw the detail when you were here. It's just absolutely incredible what he can do with the spray can.
Yeah.
It's all done with the spray can.
He obviously still loves a tag though, because he tagged my whole shower screen.
Keep the feel within the room. We've got a couple of prints in there of Matt's. We've got 650 prints throughout the whole hotel. But then in the shower, they've got, with every piece of work that Matt does, he tags his name, Adnet, and we put that into the shower screen as well, just to continue the feel into the bathroom of the art room.
Yeah, I was looking around for empty spray cans. What he can do with a spray can is pretty incredible. So, you know, if nothing else, you go to Perth and you want to check out, you don't have to climb the side of the building. There's some large artworks in the car park or in the driveway, and there's also a couple of beautiful ones in the foyer area that you can sit and have a coffee and look at. You're obviously very lucky there to have that particular product. How's it going, given that it's only been open a couple of months? Obviously, you don't fill it overnight, but how's the hotel going?
Look, exceeding expectations. It's going fantastic. I think the buzz around what Matt has put together and the difference with putting the murals on the side of the building and within the building, having a bit of a, almost like an art museum throughout the hotel to see his work that he's done around the world, it's really created a big buzz in town. Plus what we've put on level one in regards to Hyde Perth Kitchen and Cocktails, it's just been something a little bit different that Perth people are really keen to check out, and even people travelling from interstate and overseas. It's really created an amazing buzz around town and throughout the whole hotel as well. We're doing really well.
Yeah, it's not the only mural in town, I've got to say. Western put one up, but I think you've trumped them in terms of the size of the artwork on your building. And, of course, I was lucky enough to get a tour around some of the streets and alleys of Perth. Perth's sort of taken on a bit of a Melbourne vibe with these laneways and things, and there's also a street art thing going on there too, which I really didn't know much about. I've been going to Perth now for at least the past 20 years each year, and I had no idea about this artwork. So it's certainly coming alive, and you've got a lot of small bars now around. Not that yours isn't a good one, but there's lots of other small bars that people want to cruise around Hay Street and King Street, which is where, you know, your location. How are you finding Perth as a local? Has it changed tremendously for you since you got back there?
Tremendously. It's great to see the culture's coming in. We've always had it here in Perth, but it really hasn't taken off until the last probably 2-3 years, and it's great to see that, as you said, there's small bars popping up, there's small cafes, there's so many different things that are just making more liveliness in the city, and yeah, you're 100% right, it's got a little bit more of that Melbourne feel to it. Still Perth, don't get me wrong, it's Perth City, we're our own culture.
Yeah.
But it's definitely starting to take life, which is amazing to see, and the transformation's incredible.
Yeah, I do think Perth has come alive, and it's not, I mean, there was a period there when the mining boom was at its height, and there were FIFOs fly-in, fly-out workers coming to town with wads of money, and they sort of bid up the price of a whole lot of things, from coffee to fish and chips to hotel rooms. But those days are gone. Perth's actually fairly affordable by comparison with other capital cities.
It is, definitely, and it is now, and by all means, the mining boom was needed and required, and it gave, I think, Perth that stability then to move forward, and yeah, there were times where all the hotels were booked and it was quite busy through here, but now it also gave us that platform to build what is here now and to re-kind of bring out the life of Perth, which is fantastic.
Yeah. Now, if people want to come over and visit Adnate, we'll give the web address in a minute. What's the best time of year to enjoy the weather, and maybe you can also get a deal over there?
Any time of the year is good to come to Perth. We've got amazing beaches, amazing parks and landscapes. But obviously, right now, this time of the year being December and November, right the way through to about March, amazing weather. It can get a little bit hot during December and January, but that's what we've got the beaches for and the beautiful ones that we've got. Any time of the year, you only really look at June, July, kind of being a little bit colder and a little bit stormy during the winter season. But then some people love that aspect as well, which is a great
time to come as well. You've got wildflowers not far out of town in spring.
Certainly do.
And the Swan Valley for wine. So there's lots of reasons to visit Perth. I personally went across to Rottnest Island, which is like a ferry ride from the city now. You used to have to drive to Fremantle, but now you can take it from the city. So there's lots of things on the doorstep of Perth, and you're a local. You're obviously pretty proud of the town, and you love what you do.
Absolutely, and there's plenty to do in Perth, and I think that's a great thing now. There's a lot of hotels that have come up in Perth, so there's availability. So now's the time for people to come across and experience one of the great wonders that we have in Australia is Perth and the surrounding region. Probably in the past, we didn't get as many kind of artists coming across to Perth, to be honest. So now it's even better having Optus Stadium and RAC Arena just around the corner and walking distance, which is now creating more of a buzz for those artists to come to Perth.
Yeah, now you've got His Majesty's Theatre, which is where all the big stage shows and musicals are staged, but a lot of the big events are either at the stadium, which is, of course, where the football's played, or round the corner from you at Perth Arena, which has spent a lot of money on acoustics. My understanding is it's the best venue of its size acoustically in the country, and this is why a lot of international stars like Elton John and Pink and people like that start their tour in Perth.
That is correct, and they've spent a lot of money and designed it extremely well to create that setup, which is absolutely incredible for us. And yes, it's only 500 metres, if that, around the corner from the hotel. So perfect location.
Fantastic. Well, Craig, great to speak with you. I love talking with an enthusiast, and you are a great example of that in the hotel industry. And I wish you well at Adnate, mate, and I'm sure we'll hear bigger and better things about you in the future. So thanks for being on Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you so much, Graham. Really appreciate the time, and always a pleasure.
Graham Kemlow there speaking with Craig Kilmer, the GM of Adnate Hotel in Perth. That's www.adnatehotel.com.